Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Success.
Athena.
Are you ready?
Well,
I am ready.
Abundance.
welcome you beautiful love muffins. I'm spelling that from B. Scott, because he's so cute when he says it. But I mean it. I mean, you all are gifts of the goddess to me. I see some numbers I recognize. My sister, my high priestess, Reverend Priestess Callista, is in the house. She just flew in on the last part of Gifts of the Goddess. Are you ready to receive peace, love, and compassion tonight? Are you ready to play with spiderwebs, the web of life, connections, magicians, all things beautiful and glorious in this power year of 2015? You know what? It has so much more to offer than what people are talking about. And I am so ready to explode right now in anticipation and expectation of watching you all manifest your best life, because you are going to work with tools around groundedness, around getting into the dirt and planting seeds. New moon is coming up tomorrow. Are you ready for Aquarius? We've got Reverend Priestess Callista, who I know has quite a lot to say about that through her guides and her ancestors. It's going to be a magical night. We are feeling and sensing about readings tonight. So I am leaving it prayerfully in Spirit's hand how this is going to go. But get ready for a carpet ride. We've got some business. I'm going to go through it real quick. Let me let you know where you can find goddess music like you just heard, Karen Drucker. That's Drucker with a D.com. She's also all over iTunes. So many good seeds. I'm seeing seeds at all when I'm saying her name. I'm seeing vitamins for your soul. Just empowering information about the goddess, about you, about prosperity. Karen Drucker, tell her the Celestial Show sent you to her. We also have phenomenal shows on Life Conversations Radio. I can vouch for it because I hang out here. I'm not just a host, Celeste Morgan, if I haven't said who I am. I am a listener. I'm an active listener, and I am a producer, and I've got my hands in a lot of pots. But what I can promise you is that if there's a show on Life Conversations Radio, if you're a friend of mine and you're looking for me, if a show says live now, call 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I promise you, I'll be there. I might even be the one answering the phone. So let me tell you about these other shows real quick before we get into our magic dance right now. I first want to thank Life Coach Today for helping me with the technical pizza parts of the show. Indeed. Checking with Heart Center. Absolutely. Indeed. Heart Center wants me to make sure I keep all things that I need close. Don't you love it when spirit speaks to you through the ears? It's a wonderful time to be alive, folks. I also have my tea ready for you, okay? Take a slurp. I'm so hyper right now. I'm going to take a deep breath. Because it's a happy hyper, but, you know, puppies can't talk. All they can do is wag their tails. So we're going to center and ground, enjoy the energy, let it flow through our bodies. And what I want to share with you is tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, solo, for a powerful show. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s tribute show, but he's going deeper. He wants to get at the roots of racism. I don't know if he knew that that was the title or not, but that's what I see when I hear his, you know, we call them smoothies. I'm fortunate enough to work so closely with him that as he's developing ideas for the shows, we call them smoothies. So I'm getting some of the smoothies, and I see trees and roots and connecting us to what is making us feel like we're disconnected and wanting to judge each other by our races. Why? We bleed the same. Okay, save that for tomorrow. 12 p.m. Eastern, Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It's going to be wonderful. Come on back home. Let us help you get through your day. All right. Then on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, we've got Living in the ES with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson of Inner Light Ministries. She is totally bringing it. You've got the Play Experience with Mbasa Safara on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. I believe she's got Sherry Marie coming back, the Love Goddess. We play a lot of her music here at Life Conversations Radio. She is absolutely wonderful. And I have another place where you can find Life Coach Today. Yeah, on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern. He's on Soul Food for Your Consciousness, 12radio.com. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com to find out about all these shows and stay posted on Facebook, my like page, Celestial Show like page, the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page, Life Conversations Radio fan like pages. We've got a lot of like pages and personal pages. We'll keep you up to date. Whew! I think we're ready. We are ready. I'm going to start with an introduction. How do I introduce this woman who's about to step into your energy field? She is magic to me. Ever since I was a little girl, I always dreamt of magic, and I dreamt of strong women. I was fortunate enough to grow up with a mother who believed in fairy tales and the importance of catching the flip side of Little Red Riding Hood. And that's in my DNA. I say that I come from Avalon to Africa is where my journey went and is. And now it's other worlds, fifth elements. So Priestess Callista shows up, and she is on another show, Life Coach Today. Previously, I'm just trying to bring you into what started this show, spiderwebs. I want to make sure that I keep you focused. 3-4-4-2-6-3-3-4-6 is the call-in number. Don't forget to press 1. On your keypad. Okay, so we've got another radio show, and we have a dream. Life Coach Today has a dream that I, Celeste Shante Morgan, is going to create tarot cards. Fast forward to February 27, 2013. Priestess Callista is on the air, and she's dropping readings like it's hot. She's not even playing. She doesn't need your story. She doesn't need anything. All she needs is your voice. And she's got this pendulum and a talking board, and I'm like, what is that? Is that a Ouija board? Oh. And I feel this strong sensation in me that I'm going to get a reading. Now, as someone who reads, I don't like to get readings, really. If I'm getting a reading from you, you are blowing my mind. Because I don't like people to get in my business. So if I've ever publicly stepped up and asked you for a reading, it's because my spidey senses were going off, which happened with Priestess Callista. I'm going to stop right there and let her come in and say hi real quick, and then we will continue with her expressing who she is. Reverend Priestess Callista, how are you tonight? Welcome home.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I feel the love. You have so many gifts. You have so many talents. And there's so much that I want to read. But because of time, I really just want you to tell us who you are. I'm going to tell you the first line, though.
Okay.
She is the Oracle. She is the Oracle. I'm not talking about the one from Matrix, y'all. That's make-believe. She is the Oracle. What else are you?
I am, you know, I really like to break it down to something very simple. I am a servant of the Most High Goddess and the Most High God. That's what I really like to say. And because I've been obedient to that energy, they have opened me up and allowed me to experience so many different aspects of myself. So I'm an oracle, yes. I'm also a personal trainer. I'm also an herbalist. I'm also a yoga instructor. I'm also an author. I just completed a book on Amazon, a pamphlet on Amazon. I'm an artist. I'm a healer. And I am very geared toward opening women up so that we can take our rightful place on this planet, turn it around, and make it right again. That's my mission. That is what I feel. Not what I feel. That is what I know I have been placed here to do. So now I am in the process of doing that, and, you know, just different aspects of womanhood and opening women up to how we love, how we express, how we spend our money, how we take care of ourselves. It's moved from, not that I'm not reading anymore, I'm still doing that, that is my love, but they're moving me more towards teaching and sharing what I have learned and accumulated over the years, and I'm very excited about it.
And you are on my show on a 9-day. We're just going to mix it all in. We're playing. You are on my show on a 9-day, and you're talking about moving into this new energy. And actually, you've always taught. I mean, you know, you teach so much, even when you read, because it's not just simply you're going to find Hank down the street around the corner. I mean, you can... You literally can get into people's bodies, just depending on, this is my guess about your gift because of how phenomenally it worked with me. And we're going to bring that in, we're going to bring in the reading and all that, y'all. So just give me a second. But my guess is the more open the person is who's in front of you, the more you're going to pick up. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. But sometimes what I have found with this amazing tool that I use called the talking board, it's almost as if, you know, sometimes the energies that sit in front of me may not be open. But I'm telling you, that board will speak to their soul and it will open them up. Even if they come in very skeptical, you know, not believing that it's real and, you know, having this doubt. The spirits know who you are. They know what you need. And when we allow ourselves and submit ourselves to the will of the Most High for our lives and allow ourselves to be channels and know that it's not us doing the work, that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important. It's really, really important. I have to say it 3 times, that we know we are not doing this. We are the channels that allow the spirit to live in us, work through us, to make this world a better place for humanity. And that is really the goal for all of humanity. I mean, that's why we're here. I mean, we may not all do the work to try to figure out what that is and what our purpose is. And we go around in circles and we can't find love and we can't find happiness and death and stuff. And it's all because you are really out of the will. You know, you're out of God's will for your life. And when you start moving into that will, things start opening up for you. And I think we as women, because, you know, we have been taught that, and it's nothing, I have nothing against, you know, loving your husband, serving your husband, all of that is fine. But I also believe that first we have got to get back to serving God. Okay? We have got to get back to courting God as if God was our husband. And I
Girl,
think
stop.
When we
Wait.
Do that...
Wait a minute. Hold up. Whoa. You got to stop right there because y'all don't even know. She just slapped me upside the head. I don't know if anybody saw. Where did that come from? Reverend Priestess Callista, that's how I actually view God. And we've been having conversations like that. And so I want my sisters. Like my sisters that are on the line who I used to work with, who used to remember me when I was supervising admins, when we would have our conversations at lunch, y'all, this is what I'm talking about. We're going to get right here in this cut before Priestess goes on. I just want you all to focus on this.
Yes.
God husband.
It is.
Or
yes.
If you're LGBT, say
whatever.
God,
and I'm going to say something about that, Celeste. I'm going to say something about that, okay? You know, when I do readings for same-sex couples, I mean, and just to show you how limited we are as human beings. Okay, yes, the physical body is the lowest manifestation of the spirit. This is a vehicle that allows the spirit to move forward in the earth. But we as humans limit ourselves to the age, the gender, the height, you know, just the physical aspects of the human. But when I do a reading, and I do readings for same-sex couples all the time, and I remember the first reading that I did for a same-sex couple, I didn't even know it was a same-sex couple. The woman just came by herself, and she said to me, and I'm telling her, you know, and I'm seeing this man, clearly, I'm seeing a man in the reading, he's coming up as a man, and I said, you know, and I'm telling her everything, this man, yes, he, and I'm always referring he, and she says to me at the end of the reading, she says, you know, everything you said to me is right, except for one thing. I said, what is that? She said, it's not a man, it's a woman. I said, who's the dominant in the relationship? She said, she is. I said, that's the man. Because in the spirit realm, they only recognize energy. They only recognize energy. So if you have two women that are together in a relationship or two men that are together in a relationship, one, the energy has to balance out. One is dominant and one is not dominant. And this is how the spirit sees it. And it really kind of blew my mind, because when I asked the board, I said, well, why do they see it this way? And the spirit, and the board said to me, we don't see things as you do. We see it as it is in the spirit realm. We don't see the physical gender. We don't recognize the chronological age. We don't see that. We only see the energy. So if you're with someone and this person is 20 years old and they have the energy of a 40-year-old, they're going to come up as a 40-year-old in the reading, because that's how the spirit sees them. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's so much. I'm seeing colors when you're speaking. When you see in the other, on the other side, do you encounter colors, and which ones do you see, and what does it mean to you?
I don't see colors.
Wow.
I don't see colors, Celeste. They give it to me straight, and I can't say it any other way. They give it to me straight. It's at the board, it's what it is. Like people say they see auras. That's not my gift. I don't see auras, okay? I can go to the board and they can tell me about a person. Or as I'm doing the reading, they'll show me the inside of the body or show me a certain organ in the body. And that lets me know that that person is having an issue with that particular organ. But to see the auras and the colors, I haven't advanced to that stage yet.
Wow. Advance yet. Kidding me? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, my special honored guest and soon-to-be teacher. She doesn't know it yet, but yes, soon-to-be teacher is Reverend Priestess Callista. She's an ordained minister. She works with the energies of Mary Magdalene and so much more. I'm really trying to get you a taste of the rainbow, of the experience of her. And now I have a dear friend and many friends here, and I believe you could probably fill your friends, Priestess Callista. I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. New Jace, so faithful, so there, sending out an energetic hug and love to our dearest friend, Glenda, whose mother has made her transition, and may she feel the love and the comfort of the angels that are surrounding her right now. I don't know if I gave my dad his birthday shout. I've been singing happy birthday in my head to him all day. Happy birthday in heaven, Daddy. I love you. And the number of the day is 9. Thank all of you for being on the phone line. Cypress, we're going to get to you. Let me first let you know what Priestess Callista can do. We're going to tell the story of her telling me I was an artist, and I thought, Reverend Priestess Callista, what are you talking about? I can't draw. I can barely match my clothes. I'm only kidding. I can match. No, I can dress now. But no, but like artists, I'm like, when you say artist to me, I'm thinking paint and brushes, and I doodle very well. Do you even remember that conversation?
I do.
You do? Can you tell me? Can you share with the audience what the experience was like for you?
let me say, first of all, I never remember my readings after I give them, okay? Once I hang up the phone or once the reading is over, the whole reading has left me. But when we spoke about it and you told me about that experience, and I remembered saying to you, yes, it what really made it stand out for me was when you said to me, tarot cards, and then they brought the reading back to me in my mind about you being an artist and how that was going to play out. But I have to say, it's amazing because I had no idea that they were speaking about art in the form in which you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the thing with the readings, because, you know, a lot of people, they come to me and they want me to tell them, you know, whatever it is that they have in their mind. But the truth of the matter is that when you come for a reading, you have to come open and willing to hear what the spirit has to tell you. You know, it may not ever be what you want to hear, and you may not understand it when they tell you. But what they're trying to prepare your spirit to walk into a new realm. And when you walk into the new realm, it opens up new doors for you for so many aspects of your life, financially, spiritually, emotionally. It answers the problems in your life. So you might not see it now, but you might see it 6 months from now or a year from now. And I'm seeing that. I think we did that interview. Was that a year ago for us?
Yes, it was in 2013. Exactly.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is, you know, they're giving me information for up to a year in advance.
Uh-huh.
You know, because here you are doing this fantastic, phenomenal work.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I mean, it is awesome. It is really, really beautiful. It is really beautiful. It really is. And so different. You know, it is so different. I've never seen anything like it. And see, that's the beauty of working in the spirit, because they give you whatever your thing is, okay, whatever your niche, whatever you're here to do, they give you, if you open up, they will give you the information from the other realms to bring into this existence so that we can bring back the things that were done before that's forgotten, okay? Now, I have never seen what you do. I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit told you a year ago that you would do it.
And I had no clue. I had no clue, Priestess Callista. I really didn't, because the story of those family is I've created these things from a habit that I used to have because I'm trying to stop another habit. For those who know me and love me, I've had a love affair with nicotine cigarettes for a really long time. And I decided that I needed to drop my boyfriend, you know, like, I have to let him go. I got to let the cigarette go. So what I thought was, well, maybe if I exchange this habit for another habit, I'll be all right. So I'm in a store, end up in a craft aisle, which I'm never in. And the colors are all popping off of me. And I'm just like, it was almost like they were talking to me, like the orange and the red and the purple and the blue. And I was just like, what's going on over here? And then I just heard, you think of one thing that you can do with something in this aisle, and you walk away with it, and that's what you're going to do to stop smoking. And I said, okay, fine. Mm. And so I remembered, hey, I can crochet. The people around know me don't even know I can crochet. Like, I can crochet. I'm not all fancy. I just do a purse, you know. I love to upgrade to knitting, but I just create strings. And then the strings became people. And then I realized the strings were connected to a web, and I was giving them away to kids. They play with them. I can create artwork with them. They're connected to things that I love, things that I build, like Monster High. You know, I don't know if my listeners are caught up in Disney Channel, but there's this thing called Monster High. And pay attention to the little girls right now, because they're not just rocking pink. They're rocking, like, pink, turquoise, and black and white. And I got a whole bunch of bracelets that I have to keep making because the girls in my neighborhood keep taking it. And what I'm trying to figure out is, what do those colors mean, Priestess Callister? That's my next piece. What does that pink, and I know it's unconditional love, you know, it's a part of
compassion.
The heart chakra.
Compassion. You know, I'm trying to think of the deity that governs the color pink, and I can't call her name right now. But it is all about love and compassion, and then turquoise is the royal color, you know.
Is that Tara has compassion?
What's her name? I'm sorry.
Tara? T-A-R-A?
T-A-R-A, yeah, something like that. I think it is. I know it's something like that. You're right. It is. I don't know the exact spelling. Mm-hmm. But if you look at a lot of things that are coming around now, a lot of, like I said, a lot of goddess energy is starting to come back in, you know?
Yeah.
So all of these colors represent, you know, the spectrum of the goddess. You know, and she's calling our young women in, and she's calling us in to work together and start supporting each other in this movement, because that's the only thing, honestly, it's the only thing that's going to help us. That's the only thing that's going to get us back. We have to come together. We as women, we have to come together, and we have to take our rightful place. And all of the gifts that are coming through us, we have to make way for these things to develop. And we have to give time to the spirit to work with us and groom us so that we can perfect these arts and bring them back into society to heal, you know, and it is just the art that we've lost.
Oh, my gosh. The art that we lost that we can reclaim.
Yes.
Reverend Priestess Callister, I want you to put a pin right there. We are going to take a break. And I have a dear, dear friend, Priestess.
Okay.
Her name is Cypress Davis. Oh, I said both your names. She doesn't mind. We're really careful just to say the first name. But she's just so special. She's a star in her own. But forgive me for saying her last name, sweetie. But my point is, she has a birthday coming up.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you can hook me up with a birthday gift for her.
Sure. I'd love to.
Talking board, maybe? Or whatever your spirit, nope, I'm not asking. Whatever your spirit leads you to within your toolbox, that's what she'll get.
Okay, sounds good.
Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
That sounds beautiful. All right, family, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Priestess Callister is going to show her stuff. She's a channel. It's not her, but I'm just so glad that she makes herself available. 347-4263. Please get ready for the ride of your life. Family, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Yeah. This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites' position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734, or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations, it's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I love hearing Ambassa's voice, the host of the Play Experience. Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have a very special honored guest in the house, Reverend Priestess Callista, who just has a way of dropping it like it's hot, making it plain, but with all that spirit, she's a powerhouse. I'm so glad she's with me. And, oh, I better not forget to ask her about this new moon in Aquarius and the Mercury retrograde. Just pour it in a nice big bottle and tell us, what do we do with this energy? After.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Okay, go ahead. You got an answer?
No, I don't. Because I can tell you when the new moon comes, I can just tell you what I do. The new moon is the time for new things to come in. And if you're doing any rituals, you want to do rituals for bringing in new energy, leaving old energy behind. Now, as far as the retrograde and that part, I'm not familiar with it at all. I know that it has something to do with conversations or communications mm-hmm. being off, but I am not an astrologer, I have to say. But yeah, the new moon is a very good time for new things to come into you or to do rituals for new things.
Well, then I'll add that piece for you real quick, and because you have a magician on your website, which is thepriestess.net. thepriestess.net, N-E-T. She has a magician, and Mercury, the planet Mercury, which is seemingly going to be retrograding, which really means it's a time for us to review and evaluate, is going to be doing it in the sign of Aquarius, which is star energy. I'm connecting the astrology to tarot for you to feel the energy of the star, which represents Aquarius energy, that number 17, which has a vibration of number 8, people, which is 2015, the energy of the year. So the conversation revolves around restoration, taking care of yourself, returning to love, which you're talking about. So you're in alignment. we want more seeds of what Priestess Callista is talking about, it's going to help during a Mercury retrograde too. And that's how that works. Yes, ma'am. You are fully in alignment. That's how that works. And I want to invite my dear, dear sweetheart, Cypress, in the house. She is such a goddess in her own right and made corporate America bearable. And I'm so curious. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Girl.
Say hello to Priestess Callista.
First of all, it's an honor to be on the phone with Priestess Callista. Did I say that right?
But, that's Callista. You're blending our names. I love it. That could be a big one.
No, it's Priestess Callista. We're all just mixing up, making fun.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
And Celeste, I miss you, man.
Miss
it's not
too,
the same. It's not the same. I miss your energy. I miss our chats at lunch. I miss everything. So I call, and it's so funny because every time I talk to you, I don't do it often, but every time I call in, I love listening to your show. And I'm like, oh, it's like going to church. Like, man, that makes me so good. I should have went to church. Why don't I go every Sunday?
You're so sweet, honey. I love you, too. I really do. And I appreciate you so much. Now, I'm going to...
I miss our code burgundies.
Hmm?
Code burgundies.
Oh. Don't make me cry. Stop it.
Code
she can read all of that.
We have a bad day. We run to the bar downstairs. We have a wonderful glass of wine. Just a single sip. And no new cats. We're giving up 2015, right?
Mm-hmm. Listen to you.
Are you ready right now?
Are you ready for Priestess Callista to give you your very special birthday reading?
I think
you don't have to
my
say
birthday,
a word.
It's 2/8/1975. I'm turning 40.
Okay. All right, I'll say that for you later. She doesn't need your numbers. I do. But Priestess Callista is going to, family, I don't know if she's going to be doing a rack of readings. It's literally case by case, spirit by spirit for her. But because you're my friend, Cypress, I'm going to help you. And anybody, if you're on the line with Priestess Callista, let me tell you how fierce she is. She doesn't need your story. She doesn't even need your numbers. I'll kick your numbers to you later, Cypress, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
You relax, baby. Say your name. She asks you any questions, answer it. Not so many sentences. Just trust her and let her lead the way. Priestess Callista, floor is yours.
Okay. I'm going to give you a reading from all three of the mediums that I have, just a brief from the cards. The first deck is called the Ancient Palo deck, which is a deck I designed through Spirit. They gave me this deck. It's like an oracle deck. So it's going to give me the spiritual vibration around you. So just tell me to stop shuffling whenever you're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
Okay. Going to stop?
Stop.
Okay. Okay, the spiritual vibration is speaking about your work situation. Okay.
Oh, God.
The first card is talking about the overall situation. It's telling me that there's a lot of envy around you, okay? And this is affecting how you do your work, okay? It's affecting the workplace, how you deal with people, how people deal with you. And the obstacle, the challenge that you're facing right now is that there's death for your work. It's like transition for you, okay? You should be moving out of one thing and moving into something else, and that's an obstacle, a challenge for you right now. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And it's saying that before you, whatever this transition is, it may deal with legal issues, documents, anything that you may have to sign your name to, okay? And the outcome of the spiritual reading is saying to you, and this is for you as far as you moving forward, do not let pride get in the way of you moving forward. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the spiritual vibration for you for now in your work situation. Now I'm going to shuffle the tarot, and I'm just going to see how this is affecting you in the natural. Again, just say stop shuffling whenever you're ready. Now, when I say pride, that does not always mean you being prideful. It could be pride of other people, okay,
mm-hmm.
that could cause you to not want to move forward, all
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not just you. is what I'm hearing to tell you. Okay, so just say stop shuffling whenever you're ready.
Stop.
Okay. Okay, you know, the reading is talking about you having a struggle, and this struggle has to do with you, things being shaken up around you. It's causing you to think differently about how you're moving, who you're moving with, and why you're going in that direction. The obstacle or challenge that you're facing is that you're having a lot of hopes and dreams about things manifesting, and they can manifest for you. But again, just like in the spiritual cards, your obstacle or challenge was death, was the death card, which means transformation. And now in the natural, your obstacle or challenge is the star, meaning all of these things that can happen if you allow something to die can be reborn for you in the natural. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So I shouldn't be afraid of the death? The
you death shouldn't be afraid. Again. And this is, again, your work, okay?
Yes.
Are you getting ready to change your job or you leave? Or what? What is it that you're doing with your job or don't like anymore?
My job has been 15 years of the same thing. So there are aspects that I like. There are people that I like. It's safe. Financially, I'm comfortable. But I know for myself, I might want a little bit more, you know?
Okay, and that's the death card. That's why I'm seeing death. Death means transformation, change, and it can also mean resisting change. So whatever this thing is that your spirit is itching to do because mm-hmm. everything is so comfortable for you
mm-hmm.
and really your spirit is demanding more, you mm-hmm. need to do that, okay? You need to start looking into that. Be that a business of your own, something that you've been wanting to do, but you've been putting it on the back burner and feeling like you didn't need to do it because you were so comfortable. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you need to do that, and you need to start moving on that, okay? Now, the foundation of your reading speaks of partnerships that you've been working on, but they're not moving in the direction that you want. It's talking about a work that you're doing that has to be held up to scrutiny or approved in some way before you can be paid for it. You have to follow strict rules, regulations, or protocol. Do you know what I'm speaking of here?
Yes, ma'am.
It's also, are you moving your house or changing something with your house?
I have a daughter going off to college, and so that's like a transition for us because she's very self-motivated. She's a when people talk about teenagers and they're little, oh, the teenage girls and off, my daughter has never been like that with me. So it's, I don't think it's a replication of my relationship with my mother-in-law. So when people talk their mother-in-law, they're like, oh, I hate their mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. My daughter, I love my teenage 17-year-old daughter who's a homebody. Every time she comes home from work, she says, Mom, do I bring anything? Do I need anything? She's never been late for curfew. She's always like 3 minutes early. I mean, I have been very blessed in that sense. And now she's going off to school, and I feel like that separation, I mean, I definitely want her to go away, you know, find herself and become her own woman. But it's like a little piece of me is going off in the world and I have no control over it.
And I'm seeing you feeling trapped or tied up, like you can't move one way or the other. You know, I'm seeing that.
It makes you happy and sad, right?
Huh?
I said it makes you happy and sad?
Yes. And that's why I'm seeing you feeling trapped or tied up. Because everything that you just said, you want all of that for her, and she will have it. And let me say this to you. Your daughter is not coming up at all in this reading. So that lets me know that everything with her is fine, okay? I am seeing her departure affecting you more so than affecting her. Are you married?
I am.
Okay. And I'm seeing your husband, okay? Is he kind of set in his ways?
Oh, my God, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your husband here, and I'm looking at this feeling trapped or tied up, and I'm seeing that you're going to be at a crossroads with this. You're going to have to decide. You're going to have to choose between two things, two people, two places, and I'm giving you what they're telling me to give you right now, okay? You're going to have to decide because
just like, and they're bringing Celeste into my mind right now, just like Celeste had to find something to replace that habit, you're going to have to find something to replace that comfort level that you have with your daughter being at home when she goes away. You're going to have to find something else, okay? That empty nesting thing is going to be serious for you.
Well, I have another kid, so but he's very different.
How old?
He's 10. A boy that's 10.
Okay, that's why I'm hearing empty nesting, okay? Because it's a totally, is he more with the dad?
His personality is more like mine. So my daughter acts more like my husband. She's very calm and very level. My son is very energetic, and he's sweet as pie. Like every, I don't care what time I come home or when I come home. If I travel, it doesn't matter. When I come home, my son is at the door. My husband, my daughter, take or leave it. My son, always waiting for me. He's
okay.
Definitely a mama's boy. But he's just very, she's more of the grounded, you know, self-motivated, good student academically, blah, 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 blah. She's like my cut-up.
But the thing is that with her being at home and the way that she is at home and the good child that she is at home, when she goes away, things are going to change for you in the house. And I know that your son is going to be there, but I'm seeing change in your home. And when you said that your daughter was leaving, it's going to change. You might not see it now, okay? And I don't know if it's going to be a situation where you're going to be hounding her while she's away. I don't know. Okay? Or calling her a lot. I don't know. How far away is she going?
2 hours.
Is she going to live on campus?
Yes, ma'am. But we used to joke about, I have a video of her when she's like 4. And I was like, so when you go to college, mommy's coming. She's like, yes. I'm like, I'm coming with you wherever you go. We're in California, and mommy's coming. She's like, yes, mommy, are you coming? You promise? Like, yes, I promise. I'm coming wherever you go. And then she's like, she's not quite sure the whole mommy's going to college with me.
That's the hounding, okay? That's going to change for you, okay? That's going to change for you. Because you're going to be very...
The funny part is, you know, when we're coming up, we talk about our parents and, you know, I hate my parents and my mom. We had the bad mommy phase, poof. I didn't have that with her. So I feel like all that stuff that we put on ourselves, that I know what I was doing in college. So I'm kind of fearful.
Okay. Okay, this is what I'm looking
for. We're going to have to put... We're going to have to put a pin right there. That's where it is, though.
This is what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Get with that medicine real quick, because we're going
to
have to wrap it up. Go ahead, priestess.
Okay, let's go to the board so that they can wrap this up for you, all right? It says here, it says you are afraid. It says your behavior returning to you. It says through your child. It says do not allow your fear to interfere with her freedom at this time. Do you understand that?
No comment. Okay, I had a lot of fun in college.
All right.
I had a lot of
thank
fun.
You. Thank you, Miss Cypress. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. It was so much fun, Priestess. Thank you so much.
It has been my pleasure.
I'm
thank you.
Very appreciative. Thank you so much.
Okay, and I sent you something. All right. Wow. Look how fast time is going. You're going to have to come back with me sooner than, you know, this is your first time on my show. You're going to have to come back
I
sooner, okay?
It. Yeah, I would love to. Thank you.
for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Tell us how we can find you. And you got like about, you know, a minute before we release you to the night. But I just want to thank you so much for your gifts, for dropping like it's hot. We did have another caller, Lori in Washington. I am going to ask you to please call in tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, and he can pull a card for you. But we're going to let Priestess go into the night and honor her time. And thank you so, so very much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure.
So we can find you at thepriestess.net.
Thepriestess.net, yes. Thepriestess.net, 888-959-7106.
Wonderful. I'm going to bring you on much sooner, and because I want to just play around with this goddess energy coming back. There's so much more that we have to say to each other.
I agree.
But we're going to return to love in the meantime, though.
Okay.
And I'll be in touch, teacher. I love you.
I love you too, Celeste. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, what a night. What a Sunday night. I want all of you to have a beautiful Monday. I want to thank Life Coach Today again for how much he's helping me and supporting me and making my dreams come true. Please join him tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at 12 o'clock. I'll be there dropping the number of the day. It'll be number one. We're starting anew. Returning to Love with Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can find her at rickybb.com. All right? Or on iTunes. Thank you for listening, family. Agape Choir. I know. It's an Agape Choir. We love Agape here. We got big love, big heart, and big arms open to receive all of you tomorrow. Join us on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I release you to your night, and I say thank you for hanging with me. Peace and love. Good night.
With every breath, return. Return to love. Return.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.